Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, it is to Douglas Central we go this morning for the first of our two election candidates to a Douglas Town Councillor, a 55-year-old woman whose family has a proud political history, both parents former mayors in the capital, a businesswoman. If I could go so far as to call her a chef, it would allow me to say she's hoping to cook up a recipe for political change. It's an obvious one, that. Good morning, Anne Corlett.
Good morning, James.
Well, you've worked in government buildings for a number of years. Your mum and your late father were both mayors. So politics is obviously in the blood. How do you think you can make a difference?
Well, I'm hoping that I could make a difference by bringing business skills, financial, a little bit of financial acumen.
You say growing the economy is of vital importance, but in doing so, we should endeavour to retain our social conscience. So what do you mean by that?
Basically, protecting the vulnerable. But outside of that, in all the initiative to drive growth, to encourage business, that we remember the fundamental things, the services we require in that.
Talk to me about television licences then, for example, because obviously they're under threat for certain over 75-year-olds at the moment. I mean, should they be protected, and if so, how?
Yes, I think they should. That's a big issue, actually, when I'm knocking
on the doorstep
at the moment. Yeah. Yes, they should be protected. And our government should be banging on the door of the BBC and insisting that we get the same deal as the pensioners, as the over 75s
in the UK. You're obviously a Douglas councillor at the moment. Another issue which is really topical is the promenade. Mm. Now, the position's well documented. Where do you stand on that one?
I think we should obviously deal with whatever's going on subsurface, resurface, if we're having trams, one single track down the middle of the prom, end to end.
Does it need to be a £21 million?
No, absolutely not. No. I don't think really that was ever in keeping
Does the government inspire confidence in the public, do you think? Is it up to the task? Does it communicate properly with the public? Does
no,
it inspire confidence?
A case in point is the over 75 licences. They're prepared to take that away, and yet you've got a government minister who will stand publicly and say he had to resurface the slock because he had to spend the money. One is in direct conflict to the other. And I think government needs to join up.
What do you see as the role of a national politician as opposed to a local politician?
I think, obviously, it's more about the bigger issues, such as growing the economy, health, education. They're all bigger issues than you're dealing with on a local level.
And in what ways? I notice you've said when you declared that Tynwald should be more diverse. In what ways?
In age, gender, background, experience. Tynwald should come from all aspects of our society. They represent the people, and in doing that, they have to be part of it. So that's what I mean by diversity. A good cross-section.
Why do you believe the people, and it's Douglas Central it's going to be, of course, why should they invest their vote in you next month? What is it in it for them?
Well, I'm open and honest. I think I have the right work ethic for this. It's not a part-time job. It's very full-on, full-time. It is anything but one day a week. And I'd like to think I can bring some common sense and reason.
Anne Corlett, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, James.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.